announcing today that we're going to launch a new brand of milk, so a farmer's milk that will give at least an extra 20 cents per litre directly back to a farmer's fund.
So not into farmers' pockets, but to a farmer's fund.
Yes, yeah, so we hope to set up a fund using independent third parties, just like we did in South Australia with our Asada Fresh, where we created a joint fund with ourselves, the dairy industry, being farmers and processors, that has given back 20 cents a litre. We're also establishing this fund with a $1 million donation from our Nurture Fund that we set up a few months ago.
And it's all on the back of Murray Goulburn's collapse in share price, in profit and in payments to farmers. Is that correct?
Well, it's really on the back of the sudden change in the payments to farmers. As we've seen over the last few years, the payments to farmers have been pretty strong. And this sudden change, I'm sure, will have brought difficulty, and we want to help in any way we can.
So if consumers are being asked to pay more for this, what about more generally? Why not charge more for milk when in the past farmers have complained the dollar a litre milk is too low and pushing the price processors are paying them down?
So this is about choice. It's offering customers choice. So customers can choose to pay a dollar a litre for Coles brand milk, or they can choose to pay a slightly higher price, knowing that an extra 20 cents will go back to farmers. Now, you have to remember that because we only work with a farming cooperative in Victoria and New South Wales, everything that we pay goes back into that cooperative and therefore farmers.
Yes, but is this a bailout of Murray Goulburn's poor corporate governance, a company that overstated the price while the global price was dropping?
This is purely to help farmers who have had a sudden change in circumstances due to a sudden change in price. No more, no less. We're trying to help out where we can by setting up this special product that we're going to set up with through Murray Goulburn, in fact.
Are consumers going to want to pay more, do you think? What's the appetite for that?
Well, in South Australia, we've certainly seen an appetite for buying these type of products, and that's been very successful in South Australia. I don't see why it would be any less successful in Victoria. There'll always be a choice here. So there'll always be a choice for people who want to and can only afford our dollar a litre milk, and others that will want to absolutely buy this product and know that it's providing additional help to farmers.
Now, given Murray Goulburn Cooperative, which supplies your fresh milk in New South Wales and Victoria with the private label and the Devondale brand, mostly it's geared to an export market, to powders. So why bail out a company that is geared for the export?
Well, no, we're helping farmers. It's really important for us. If you go back, the reason we agreed to a 10-year and wanted a 10-year agreement with Murray Goulburn is the fact that we wanted a direct relationship with farmers. And we always wanted that. And now that we've seen this sudden price change, it's about absolutely helping farmers. This is where it starts and ends, about helping farmers.
What about other commodities? If another commodity like tomatoes saw a collapse in their price, what sort of support would Coles offer then?
Well, we'd have to take every circumstance as it comes, and we'd look at every case on its merits and then take a decision.
What has the premium that you've provided for South Australian and West Australian dairy farmers in this same way, a 20 cent per litre into a fund, done for the dairy farmers there?
Well, the fund has started to release money into education and development for farmers in South Australia. So it's helped the long-term sustainability of dairy farming in South Australia is what it's done.
So the 2,600 dairy farmers of Murray Goulburn that are in a bit of a crisis here because of their price drop, will they receive any direct benefit out of this 20 cent a litre?
Yes, they should receive direct benefit out of the 20 cents a litre. So when we set the fund up with the $1 million starter that we're giving from the Nurture Fund, absolutely farmers should see direct benefit out of this.
What's Coles' relationship with Murray Goulburn going to be into the future?
Our relationship with Murray Goulburn is going to be strong. We see it as a short-term blip. We see a strong long-term dairy industry in Victoria and New South Wales. We can all grow on the back of this. It's about us pulling together to do that. So I see that our relationship with Murray Goulburn is going to be strong into the future.
One of the things that Murray Goulburn was relying on when it set up the private label milk sales with and long-term contracts, 10-year contracts with Coles, was that its Devondale brand would receive prominence. Now, there are reports, and these are hard to verify, that those branded sales have not performed as strongly. Could you say that you will give some boost, promote more the Devondale brand to help Murray Goulburn?
We're continue to stock the Devondale brand in all of our stores that we have currently. What we're doing today is assisting in a different way, which is providing this product to give 20 cents a litre back to the farmers. That's what we're concentrating on today.
But will you actually put any premium on the Devondale brand as well and supply profits back to the fund from the Devondale sales?
We want to focus on this product and we want to drive as much sales as we can into this product rather than dissipate it across a raft of other products.
And you'll be launching this when?
As soon as possible. I'm hoping that we get it up within the next 8 to 12 weeks, a pretty immediate. We've got to work with industry groups this week and Murray Goulburn in making this happen.